Okay, good morning. We're Masechet Tmura Daf Lamed Aleph, and we're starting it on the Amud Vlad Treifa. So carrying on the Mishnah we saw yesterday on Daf Lamed Amud Bet listed a couple of halachas, and we said in the Mishnah yesterday, let's find it. We said Rabbi Eliezer Amar Vlad Treifa. Lo yikarev al gabei mizbeach. That's what we have to write. Right, the vlad treifa. Right. So the Gemara says like this. So remember, we've got case of here vlad treifa. Now let's think back to our times when we learned this Gemara in Chulin. I think it comes from Chulin. Don't see the other, we learned this Gemara in Chulin. We had a machloket in Chulin. Remember, can a treifa, how long will a treifa live for? And will a treifa be able to give birth or not be able to give birth? Right, there was an opinion that a treifa can't, there's such thing as a vlad treifa. Unless it was pregnant before it became a treifa. That's what the Gemara says. Yeah, Lamanda, the Gemara gives a machloket in two ways. According to Lamanda, I'm a treifa, yalda, mishkachat la. So that's the first opinion, right? You see that everyone takes out that aina, right? So according to the opinion that a treifa can give birth, right? We find that a treifa can give birth. So what case are we speaking about over here when we say that you can't bring a vlad of a treifa into the mizbeach? Kagon shenitrefa ulevasof ibra. Yes, so she became a treifa first, and then she became pregnant. Ubaha pligi, and yes, the machloket. Rabbi Eliezer Savar Zev Zev Gorem Asur. Rabbi Ran Savar Zev Savur Zev Zev Gorem Mutar. And then we're going to say, what's the machloket? The machloket is about a treifa who is able to give birth. And Rabbi Eliezer says in our Mishnah, then why can't you bring that vlad? It's a case where the animal became a treifa first. It fell pregnant, because he says, according to the opinion, that it can fall pregnant. And then Rabbi Eliezer says, why is it asur? Because we've got a case of Zev Zev Gorem. The treifa is asur. The father might not be a treifa, but nonetheless, when we've got a treifa and a non-treifa together, we have a zeh v'zeh. We both know that it's come together. It's asur. Rabbanan savru zeh v'zeh grab mutar. Rabbanan says it's mutar. So that's if you say that a treifa can give birth. Leman damar treifa eina yoledet. Right? The shita and the mishra shas changed that word there from chaya to yoledet. Right, so now, according to the machloket, the side of the machloket, which is people say that the treifa can't give birth, so what are we talking about? Mishkachet la, kagon she ibra ulevasof nitrefa. We have to say that it first got pregnant, and then it became a treifa. Because it had been a treifa, it would have been able to fall pregnant. Ubaha pligi, and this is the machloket. Rabbeleze savar ubar yerech imuhu. Rabbeleze says, it became pregnant before it became a treifa. Now it became a treifa. Why is the vlad asur? Because the vlad is really an extension of the mother. The mother now treifa, so is the vlad a treifa. Rabbanan Savre, Ubar, Lav, Yerich, Imuhu. Rabbanan says simply, no, they're two separate animals, and therefore we've got the mother's a treifa, the vlad is in a treifa, and that's why Rabbi Eliezer is the one who says that you can't bring this back, and the Chachamim say there's no problem that you can. Now Rashi just throws in here quite an interesting perspective from the first machloket. Right, so the first machloket we said, if we explained it according to the fact that a treifa yalda. So if you look at Rashi very quickly there, he says there, zeveze gorem. So that's the machloket. If we're going to say that, I'm on the second wide lines of Rashi, third wide lines of Rashi. If we're going to say we're talking about a case of a treifa is able to yalda, so then we can't there bring in the machloket of a ubar yerech imohu. Right, im kain ibra va'achar kach nitrafa, because then it could only work if she first became pregnant and then she became a treifa. And I say, why in the first argument do we say the machlokes is zev zev gorem? Rashi telling us when we talk about a case of a treifa able to be yalda, to give birth, then yerech emor is the shaykh in the machloket, because we're speaking about a case where she's a treifa and became pregnant. Yerech Imo is irrelevant in the second case where we said if she can't give birth as a treifa, she had to have been fallen pregnant before she became a treifa. And then we say, Yerech Imohu dahatam, leman dama Yerech Imohu, ira a treifa begufo. Because then what's happening is, In the second machloka we said that Yerech Imahu, when the animal became a treifa, so it, the fetus, became a treifa as well. If you look here with the Shita Mekubetzet, so he says there, Begufo, Ulamadam Alav Yerech Imahu, and according to the other side of the machloka, Chachamim, we say it's not Yerech Imahu, Lo Ira HaTreifa Begufo. Then the treifa didn't take place in the Bariok, because they're two separate animals. Aval Heiche de Nitrafa, Ulabasof Ibra, but in the case where we're saying that it had to become a treifa first and then it became pregnant, like Lemma Yerech Imahu, Shayesh Botzad Heter, right? Because then it would be a case of a heter, because the mother had been, right? Ela Bezer Bezer Begoram Pligi, because if she became a treifa first and then she became pregnant, so that machloket there, we're saying there's an element of heter, because the father he has is not a treifa, and therefore we don't have to go to the Yerech Imo, right? The whole argument comes around the ze vze gorem. Okay, so that was a very nice way of clarifying that whole thing. I hope that I didn't confuse you more, and it's clear what we said. All right. So now, Gemara says like this. Okay, I'm Rav Huna. Huna says like this. Modim chachamim Rabbi Eliezer be'efroach beitzat treifa she'asur. So we see that machlok between Rabbi Eliezer and chachamim with regard to an animal. Right, if we have an animal that's a treifa, the Chachamim say the blood of a treifa is mutar, and it's irrespective of whether it became a treifa and then had a baby, according to this opinion that says it can fall pregnant, or even if it was pregnant before it became a treifa, Chachamim always say that it is mutar. The difference would be, is it ze v'ze gorem, or is it yerech imo, lav yerech imo? But in all cases with an animal, Chachamim say a blood of a treifa is mutar. Rav Huna says that they agree with Rabbi Eliezer that it's the asur with an efroach of a bird, right? From an egg. Look at Rashi here. Be efroach shenolad mi beitzat yona treifa, that was born from a treif dove. That even they would agree there that had you had a treif dove, it became a treifa, but had hatched an egg, that the child would be a treifa and would be asur as well, right? Why? My timer says Al Korchach Lo Pligi Ale Rabbi Eliezer Ela Bevlad, right? Behema. Only arguing about a vlad of an animal itself. Why a vlad of an animal? De mi avira karavia. Now, what does it mean? Come avira karavia here. It means that the animal grew up in the airspace of the mother. In other words, it's not really growing up attached to the mother. Now, we know there's an umbilical cord. Okay, other than the umbilical cord, it's not physically growing inside the mother. You've got a separate animal that's just growing in the airspace. It's being saturated, being nourished by the mother, but not actually growing attached to the mother. Look at Rashi here for a second. There's a Rashi, a bit of a corrupted Rashi here. Rashi, like this, if you look there, Vlad Bemaye Behema. Can you see that Rashi there? It's about, it hasn't got a Dibra Matchil. It comes after the Efroach Dibra Matchil. Anybody see it? Okay. It says here, Vlad Bemaya Behema, Eno Aduk Begufa. It's not attached to the body. And a Talui Be'avir, it's hanging in the airspace. Ume Atzmohu Notzar. And it's a creation of its own. The Gadel V'Holech. And it goes and grows and grows. Aval Beitza, an egg, calls Man She'ana Nigbara, until the egg is completed, Aduke Be'eshkol. Any of you ever seen, you actually can see them. Sometimes you see them, they take them out of an egg. While an egg, we think we saw pictures of this as well. We had it when we were learning Chulin. That an egg grows almost like a bunch of grapes. Right? It's like a bunch of grapes inside the chicken's body. And they literally physically, you got a picture there, Michael? Have you got a picture?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah.
Okay. And they physically, like a bunch of, does it look like a bunch of grapes? Is it like a bunch of grapes?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it says eggs in various
states
that grow attached to the chicken.
Right, so they grow like a bunch of grapes, like they're all like in a row with things. I've seen pictures of it, right? The gdele it actually grows attached to the body of the egg, of the chicken. So therefore, he says, that's what Chachamim agrees with Rabbi Eliezer. He says, it's actually literally grows, it's a part of the body, it's a piece of the body that grows, and then it detaches from the body and then becomes an egg. Right? So Afilu Rabbanan Modu. So in a case like this, there everyone would agree. Why? Because if the animals are if the chicken's a treifa, so the egg is actually a piece of growth out of that treifa chicken. They would agree. Okay, so I'm going to Rav Rabuna. So Rav doesn't like this idea of Ravunas. So Rav Rabuna. Tanya, Tanya the Mesailach. He has a brighter that helps him. He actually likes that. He says, I've got a brighter that even helps what you're going to say. Right? He brings the catechism. Milo tarvad rima. If you've got like a, I think it means like a spoonful, like some sort of measure. Right? Rashi says, Masechet Nazim Mefarish Shiro, give the actual measure of what this Milo tarvad is. Is there anything there? Does Steinsaltz mention anything there about the Milo tarvad? Does he speak about a measure on the side there? And you see a note to anybody? Robert, you see a note there? Okay, like a full, like a spoonful of worms. Haba mi adam chai. So here we got a situation, right? That if you had, Rashi says here, b'chakach mate. So you've got a like. Imagine a person's got a piece of skin on his body which is sort of like rotting and worms come out of the skin. So like a spoonful of worms come out of the skin. And then Rashi says, then the guy dies. So Rabbi Lezer metame v'chachamim metaharin. Rabbi Lezer says that this melot tarvad of worms would metame. Look at Rashi here. Rabbi Lezer metame de gufehu. He says that this spoon of worms is his body. V'ad kan lo pri gabran alei. Right? Dafilu b'chayev dam metame. Rabbi Lezer de ebri min achay metame b'magav v'masa v'ohel k'ebri min amet. Ba'or v'arotev in chulin. About Befroach, so I remember Rava was being a brighter to help Rabbi Lezer. He says there, Rabbi Lezer, there with regards to that bunch of worms, Rabbi Lezer, Chachamim argue with him. So he says over there, Aval Ad Kan Lo Pirik Rabbanan Le Ele Berima. Why do Rabbanan argue with him? Because they're actually of their worms. The Pirish Shabbat, because it's just some sort of like excrement, excretion. Aval. He says, but with regards to the beitza, right? Rashi has the Shita Mekubetz changed and it says, but about be'efroach. It actually works in better with us because we're discussing an efroach, not a beitza. So the Shita says, about be'efroach, sheyatza mi beitza trefer, right? He says, but a chicken, a bird, a birdling that came from a trefer bird, to mi gufa de tanagoletu, because it comes from the body, afiru rabbanan modu. See how Ravuna seems to bring a brighter that supports this Rava over here, this Ravuna over here, sorry, that there's a brighter that Chamim say that even Modu to Rabbi Lezer when it comes to an Efroach. And they only argue there because the Rima is an excretion, right? But the Efroach, which is part of the bird itself, it grows from the bird, they would agree. So I'm saying to Rav, so Abaya says to Rava, Ad Rava, I don't agree with you at all. On the contrary, all you can prove from that is that Chachamim don't agree with Rabbi Eliezer. He says, Ibchem Mishtar, except opposite of what you just said. Ad Kan Lo Plig Rabbi Eliezer Alayud Rabbanan Eleberima De Ikri Adam, right? Ikri Adam, right? Mechaim Rima. He says, no. He says, Rabbi Lezer and Mechachamim, then that machloket there with regards to Melot Tarvadra, that whole spoonful of worms, there, what's the machloket there? Which Rabbi Lezer and Rabbanan, right? Because Rabbi Lezer is Asur, why? He says, because Rima, man is called Rima, person is called worms, Dichtiv, right? Because we've got a pasuk over here, and the pasuk says, Afki Enosh Rima, even a person is worms, Uven Adam Tole'ah, and people are worms. Rima and Torah, similar like synonyms for worms. So he says, they are worms. He says, and that is why he says that it's Asher of the Rabbi Lezer, because he says that it's actually the person. Rima, people are remote. People is worms. And therefore, this Melot Tarvad is actually him. Aval Gabe Efroach, and again, we go back to Efroach, Aval Gabe Efroach. Afiru Rabbi Eliezer Modi. He says, other way around, Abaya says to Rava. Not only that the Chachamim agreed with Rabbi Eliezer with regards to Ephroach and you being Medayek, because with regards to worms they argue, worms they argue, but Ephroach they don't argue, because worms are part of the body, an extra stomach excrement, and the other way around, the stomach excrement and the Ephroach is part of the body. On the contrary, there Rabbi Eliezer says that it's Asur because worms are people. But even Rabbi Eliezer agrees with Chachamim with regards to the Ephroach. V'ol, he says, and furthermore, Abai says to Rava, Tanya Bedia, we're going to have a Furash Brighter that says, Mode Rabbi Eliezer le Chachamim. Rabbi Eliezer agrees with the Chachamim, Be'ephroach beitzak treifa she mutar, an Ephroach that comes from a treifa beitzak mutar, and a Furash Brighter, can't argue more than that. He quotes him a Brighter from a Tosefta, in the Masechet. So Rava says to Abaya, Itanya, Tanya. Look, if you've got a brighter that supports it, I can't argue with you. If it's Tanya, the Tanya, it agrees, and you carry on. So to sum up very quickly, the Machloket would depend on two types of ways of explaining a treifa. Is a treifa yalda or can't a treifa yalda? And then it would depend if the Machloket is Zevze Goreim or it is Yerich Imo. Rabbi Huda wanted to say that Rabbi Lezer and Chachamim agree. That Chachamim agree with Rabbi Eliezer with regards to the Ephroach, and Abaye approved from a Braita and from a Svara, the other way around, that Rabbi Eliezer agrees with Chachamim that it would be Asur with an Ephroach. Okay, now, the next line in the Mishnah, Nechlo Dawaj, Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus said that a Ksheira, remember that Yan can be Treifa. He said a kosher animal, we suckled from a Treifa animal, right, also can't bring us a Mizbeach. So Gemara says, my timer. Why not? He says, Ilema demi. Pipna mina. If you're going to say because mefatma, you know, to like how do you say in English, lefatem, like to make it like feed it till it goes fat. What's the word?
Fatten.
Okay, I thought it was a nicer word. Isn't there a nicer word? When it comes to those with the livers, is it there like a where they do there's a special word they call it for the for foie gras? Right, but what foie gras? But what do they call it? I thought it was a better word. Okay, so ilam et mefatma. What's that? Okay. Elam et mefatma mina. If you're going to say that they got fat from it, so if that's the case, then elam eata hechile kar shinei avodazora. How do they translate the kar shinei avodazora? It's like delicacies of avodazora. What? And Robert, in your what's your art scroll say, Robert? What is a vetch? What are they?
Vetch is like, it's just a mixture of different vegetables. Yeah. Vegetables.
Okay. So I thought it was like some sort of like specialty type of food of a Zora. So it says, so therefore, if you had an animal that you had fed it, like types of food of Avodah Zorah should also be asur because it became fattened then from a Avodah Zorah type of food. You look at Rashi. What? What's the word?
So we found pictures of it.
What do they look like?
It's a plant that sits in the legume family.
Oh, okay. Okay, all right. So legumes, okay. So now, look at Rashi here. So it says, Heachila kashta avodah zorah, hachinami dasira. That's like I should be full. Look at Rashi here. Hachinami dasira. So it says here, Vaha amar le'el. Right? We said previously, and the Haggadah Bach puts in there the makor, on daf kaf tet. Right? Couple of daf ago, two daf ago. It says there, we said over there on kaf tet, the muktza, right? Who the asur bachidat karshini. Are we reading over this? Avodah zorah. That muktza, aval de lav muktza lo. That what's our problem? Only an animal that you had set aside, it was muktza for avodah zorah. There, when you fed it the avodah zorah foods, etc., it became a problem. But if it wasn't muktza, if you hadn't set it aside, then there was no problem. And according to you, if just the fact that this animal suckles from a treifa, any time you feed from a treifa, then it causes an asur in the animal, then an animal that ate avodah zorah foods should always be asur, and not only if it was a muktza. So how come we don't say that? The word says, okay, you're right. Ella, Tani Rabbi Chanina, Treifa, Tani Rabbi Chanina, Tritai, Kamed Rabbi Yochanan. She says, you're right. We've got a new answer here. Why is this Ksheira that Yanka that suckled from a Treifa problematic? Says Rabbi Chanina, Triatek, in Torah, Bright, Rabbi Yochanan. says kagon shehinika chalav rotayach mishachri deshachri. Basically, he says because this animal's been suckling hot milk from morning to morning, right? Hoyo v'yachol la'amod aleha mi'et leit. Basically, if you look here, you need a bit of a combination of Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershom to understand what's going on over here. It says chalav rotayach shachrit kol yamav. All it only ate, it only drank milk from this treifa animal. Took Rashi hoyo v'yachol la'amod al oto chalav shel shachrit mi'et leit from every 24 hours below shum achil achir. It never ate anything else. V'keshegia mi'et leit chazra v'yanka. So it suckled, then it suckled again. Hilchach kol gedilte mimenehi. All its growth is from this milk. V'afilu achle dvarim acherim v'en time. It never ate anything else. Okay, trust me, the Rabbeinu Gershom explains it here very nicely. If you look at Rabbeinu Gershom, if you go down to the last wide line, before they get very wide, right, the last wide line says there, gadal kulo mitreif evasu. It only drank from the treif. That's all it lived on. But in the case we argued, what about feeding the animal karshna avodah zora? Why wasn't that treifa? Because it ate other stuff as well. In other words, the animal there existed from other things as well. This animal's whole existence is only from the treifa milk, and therefore he's telling us over here that it is asur. Okay. The next aloch in the Mishnah was kol hakotchim shenasu treifa ein podin. Remember we said lachil lebehema. You don't feed them to your dakelev. You don't podi a treifa animal, right? To feed to your dog. Why? We said it was a bizayon. So gross binani midi. Where do we know this from? It says Tarei got a brighter. Tizbach velo giza v'achalte velo leklavecha basar velo bechalav. Even an animal that got a mum, right, there's still certain limitations on it. So you can't shear it and you can't use its milk. You can only use its meat. So it's v'achalte, you eat it velo leklavecha basar, you eat the meat and not for the milk. Mikan she'ein podi v'lakotchim nachlen leklavim. Here we see that you can't podi the animal to give it to a dog, because even for yourself, for you, you've got limits on it. And the Gemara brings another opinion and says maybe you can. You could amri, other way around, learn this pasuk, tizbach ve'achalte basar, right? Shecht and eat its meat. And the ben heter, elim ishat zvicha v'erach. When do you get a heter? From the time that you did the zvicha. Kesava, they're saying what? Podin ha'kotchim nachlekele. Maybe you can, you can eat it. If it was brought as a korban, but it's not brought as a korban, then you can pour it and give it to your dog as a kedev, and to give it to your dog as food. And that might be, that's not the halacha though, but that might be a way in the Mishnah. That's in Gemara ends off this parak. Adralach kol asurin, adralach kol asurin, adralach kol asurin. Okay. Very good. Right, let's move on now to the new parak. So now we start parak Shvi. Is this the last parak? Yeah, this is the last parak of the Gemara. Okay, so please God, today's Lamed Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet. Thursday we finish the parak. Masechet, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the last parak now of the Masechet. Bet, Gimel, Dalet, right. Okay, so the Mishnah says like this. Yesh bekodshe mizbeach, masha'ein bekodshe bedek habayit. There's certain, the Shita adds in the word ma'ad. So the kodshe mizbeach, animals that are brought in the mizbeach, have got certain elements of Kedusha that don't exist with kodshei bedek habayit. If you magnish animal to bedek habayit, then they are of a lesser kodshei. V'yesh mekodshei bedek habayit, masha'ein mekodshei mizbeach. And on the contrary, and the corollary, there are certain elements of bedek habayit that don't exist with kodshei mizbeach. And the Mishnah lists a couple of things that apply to kodesh, to kodesh. There's no Rashi on this, right? Yeah. The truth is, we've learned most of these halachas already. So the Mishnah says like this: Shekodshe mizbeach, an animal that's been dedicated to the Beit HaMikdash to be sacrificed or sin tumura. Right, you can do tumura with. I'm skipping those round brackets. V'chayavin alein mishum pigu notar v'tame. If you've got a korban for the mizbeach, so you've got pigu. If you have the wrong kavonet, the wrong place, the wrong time, etc., notar, you've left it over time. If it's only meant to be a korban for 1 day or 2 days, etc., v'tame, and can become tame. And then another halacha that's unique to kodesh mizbeach, vladan v'chalavan asul achar pidyonan. So we actually just referred to this in the last parak, right? That was where we learned that pasuk about you can't feed your animals to the dogs. that the chalav, you can't eat chalav. I'll be honest with you, for me this is a chidush. We've learned all along about giza and avoda, but I never don't remember learning about the chalav. Although we have learned it because it's clearly Gemara Masechet Bechorot, which we've all learned. So vladan v'chalavan asulach b'dyonan. Even if you have an animal which was brought to the Mizbeach and you poured it, it got a mum, right, and you poured it, you still, the vlad is a problem. Asur brings a korban, and you can't use its milk, right? V'hashochatan b'chutz chayev. And if you shecht it outside the Mizbeach, you chayev, obviously, because it has to be brought to the Mizbeach, right? Now, before we learn the next halacha, look at Rashi quickly. Vladan v'chalavan. It says, Nafkadan l'elbesof perikola asurin. Right? So that was, we learned that Rashi says at the end of the last perik. Right? Basar v'lo chalav. That's exactly the pasuk we learned at the end of the last perik. Basar, you can use the meat, but you can't use the milk. So that is the makor for chalav. With regards to a vlad, a bit more complicated, he says like this. Vladan, mefarsh perik b'ayim b'chorot. We learned in second perik b'chorot, on daf yud dalet. He says like this. Abar lifnei pidyona. If the animal fell pregnant, now this korban, before you redeemed it, right? It fell pregnant before you redeemed it. V'it yaled la'achar pidyona, but it gave birth after you had redeemed it already. Delayt le takanta. There's no takana. Why can't you bring this animal? That's a perfect animal. The animal was born. What's my problem with my vlad? So the mother was a treifa, the mother was a psula. I couldn't use it. But why could I use the vlad? So he says there'd be two cases, right? The one case is it could be have been born before I did redemption. But here we're talking about a case where it got fell pregnant before redemption, before I did pidyon. But animal was only born after I did pidyon. Why is there no takana? He says like this. Likrevinu, right? On the one hand, you can't bring it as a korban mikoach kedusha dechuya ati, because it comes from kedusha dechuya. The mother was kodesh dachui, remember it? Got a mum. And on the other hand, lifrakinu. Why can't we say, okay, let's redeem it? Why not? He says, Efsha, you can't do redemption. The shit adds in the Efsha, you can't do it. The law alime lemitfas pidyonan. Look at what he says here. Because in order to do pidyon on an animal, there has to be a proper level of kedusha. That when you do pidyon, the redemption works. In other words, you have to be enough kedusha to be able to redeem it onto something else. And yeah, that's at such a low level kedusha, you can't do redemption. So that is if it was impregnated. What's the word I'm looking for? Help me. Became pregnant. What's the word? Not copulate. Whatever. You know what I mean. Became pregnant before. Inseminated. Whatever. Okay. About nit abar la'achar pidyona. What?
Conceived.
Thank you. About nit abar la'achar pidyona. If it only became conceived after already being redeemed, so now vlad tziva ayil ninu umutarin. Then it's like a tziva ayil. Remember, tziva ayil, those animals which can't be brought wild, they can't be brought as a korban, they never have kedusha if they would have to eat. Right? So that is a case of a vlad. So we're seeing an interesting aspect over here, that a vlad that is conceived before the mother's redeemed, but born after it's redeemed, you've got to let it die. You can't put it, you can't makriv it. You can nothing get it die. If it was conceived after it was already redeemed, right? So then it's a mutar vlad. You can't use the korban, you can use the vlad at least. Aval. Bekotche berekabayit. Remember, we've talked about two different sides now. But bekotche berekabayit, afilu de'i abur kodem pidyonam. Even if it was conceived before you had redeemed the animal, sharu. It's a perfectly good animal. Why? The law akdashinu el dmei, because the whole level of kedusha was only for a monetary value. Velo chamirek dushetai kulahai, and there it hasn't got such a high level of kedusha. That's not a problem. So there it appears that a vlad of a berek habayit, you could makdish to a korban. If I'm understanding it correctly, but the vlad of a korban itself, right? If it was conceived off and already been redeemed, it's a mutar animal, but you can't use a korban. If it was conceived before it was redeemed, you got to let it die. Okay. Now, and then the next halacha of the Mishnah was, Ein notnin mahen le'umanin bischaran. You can't give a korban. If you dedicated a korban, right? So you can't give, you can't pay the umanim, the artisans of Beit HaMikdash, their wages with it. Now the Mishnah carries on. Now the Shita takes out Mash and Kem Kodesh B'Dei Kabayit, right? With that seems you can. Yesh B'Kodesh B'Dei Kabayit. And what is an element of B'Dei Kabayit? She'stam Hekdeshot L'B'Dei Kabayit. If a person says, I'm just magnishing animal, doesn't say I'm magnishing it L'Mizbeach, especially to the Mizbeach, just says stam, I'm magnishing animal, it goes to B'Dei Kabayit. Which is quite interesting, eh? And if you remember, we learned the Gemara a couple of days ago, we're going to see it again today, where a person died and he had left a will, he left a whole bunch of animals and he said that they were Hekdesh. And there were the machloket, are the olot, are the males olot, remember this, and the females, we sell them for shlamim or not, because it's in this Gemara. And there we said, stam hekdesh seemed to be for an ola. And then the Mishnah says, stam hekdeshot lebedek habayit. The hekdesh beresh lebedek habayit. And the Mishnah carries on and says, the hekdesh, the shita adds in the vav, the hekdesh bedek habayit, chal al hakol. Everything can be magdish lebedek habayit. Look at Rashi there. Afilu al avanim v'alaitzin, even wood and stones. Umo'alin begidulehen. Right? And anything that grows from it, even there's me'ila. Rashi says, we explain in the Gemara what it means. V'ein bahen hana'ah la'kohanim. The Shita changes that, not la'balim, la'kohanim. And the kohanim can't get hana'ah from the hekdesh of B'Dei Kabayit, as opposed to korbanot of mizbeach. The kohanim do get it. Like a chatat, the kohen eats it, etc. Or they get their skins, whatever the case. B'Dei Kabayit, the kohanim themselves as individuals don't get hana'ah. It is only for use of the korb, of the whole of the Beit HaMikdash. Okay. Now the Gemara says like this. V'chlalahu, the whole kodshe mizbeach osin tmura. Is that a klal? That all korbanot do tmura? V'arei ofot the kodshe mizbeach hain v'tnana minachot v'ofot en osin tmura. We learned mefurash. Halacha Mishnah that chickens, bird korbanot and flower korbanot, they don't do tmura. And you're telling me that kochim do tmura? How can you say that? He was you're right. Kikitalia Bahema. When we learned that we speak certainly about only animals, it was vare vlad. But what about a vlad, the kochim is bechu? A vlad, a fetus, a child, an animal born to a kochim is bech. Right? With nine and a vlad, said when we learned in the Mishnah, a long time ago, right, and if you'd bet already a couple of weeks ago that a vlad of an animal doesn't do tmura, ain't a vlad or tse tmura. So Gemara says, you're right. Hamani, who's this tan of this Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, it's the tan of this Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda. The Amma vlad tse tmura. Rabbi Yehuda, they argue with Chachamim and say the vlad does do tmura. So this Mishnah is talking about a vlad does tmura, all animals except for birds and all korban except for birds and minachot, and even a vlad, and it must be Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara says, but again, v'harei tmura atzma de kochem is bayachi utnan ein tmura or set tmura. But if you're telling me a klal that all kochem do tmura, so we understand that we have to talk about animals. And we've said it even tmura. But what about the vlad of it? V'harei tmura atzma de kochem is bayachi utnan ein tmura or set tmura. So you're talking about, we said the vlad will do a tmura because of Rabbi Yehuda. But even the Mishnah there, right, I think it's the same Mishnah. Also there, right, on Daf Yud Bet, we said that the vlad of a tmura itself doesn't do tmura. So he says, no, you're right. Ki ketani, when our Mishnah here spoke about all the kochim, a ikar zivcha, we're talking only about the ikar of the zevach. In other words, either the animal itself or the tmura of the animal itself. Those are the ikarim, but not the vlad of a tmura. So we said, wait a second. If you tell me now we speak about ikar zivcha, so then why do we have to say that the time of this Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda? Hashtad Atilachi, we got to the stage where we're saying, no, we're limiting ourselves only to the Ikar of the Zivcha. Afilu Teim Rabbanan. We could even say Rabbanan, that this Mishnah is Rabbanan. And why did we say not a Tmura? Ki Ketani Ikar Zivcha. Be more limiting and say only proper Ikar and not only the Korban itself. And then we wouldn't have to say Rabbi Yehuda, because even there Chachamim would agree that an animal is or say Tmura, not Vlad, not a Tmura of a Vlad, etc. And we're only speaking about the Ikar of the Korban. Okay, so that was just a quick run around trying to understand the limits of the klal of Kodshe Mizbech. Then the Mishnah carried on and said, V'ein notnin, we skipped all these halachas here about Vlad Chavetz, we covered in the last parak. V'ein notnin me'emelu mani. You can't pay the artisans in the Beit HaMikdash with these korbanot. Okay. So the Gemara says, ha, kotche bedeka bayit notnin. Are you trying to say that you can pay with kotche bedeka bayit? Is that the case that you can pay? He says, minahani mili. And the shita adds in there, minahani mili. Shita otvade. Where do we know this from? So Amar Abayu and Amar Kra. So Amar Abayu, where do we know it from? We got a pasuk. And the pasuk says, va'asu li migdash. We all know this pasuk. Va'asu li migdash. V'shachanti betocham. Make for me a migdash. Right? Va'asu li misheli. From mine. In other words, the Berek Abayit belongs to Hashem. He told us to build himself a Ben HaMikdash. If we build a Ben HaMikdash, how do we pay for the HaMikdash? With things that are his from Berek HaBayit. Now, we've got a little bit of time here. Let's look at this Tosfot very quickly over here. This interesting Tosfot. Ha Kotche Berek HaBayit Notnin Minahani Mili. You see that Tosfot there? The second Tosfot on the Amud. You all got it? Manny Matzata? Yeah. Look here. So look at the Tosfot. Tosfot is like this. It says, Taima. What are we going to do with it if we don't pay the money? What are we going to use it for? Omer Mori, Arav, I don't know who that is. The Sakedata, what was the Haba Amina? The Ein Mutar Liknot Ela Eitzim Vavanim. The Haba Amina was that you could only use the Berek HaBayit monies to buy woods and trees, woods and stone, etc. Shehem Tzorech HaBinya, which is for the purpose of the actual building itself. Ukdushatan nishara lehen, and the kedusha from the Berek HaBayit goods stays in the wood and in the stones. Aval yiten leumanim bischaram, but to pay the artisans with their sachar, lehotzian lechuni. What are they going to do with the money? They're going to go buy themselves food and clothes and drink and who knows what and do ochurin things. Asur. That's what we thought. We thought Berek HaBayit you can buy for things which are going to retain kedusha in the Beit HaMikdash, but just pay a guy to go and make it into chulin would be asur. Elamit Nadvin, what would we thought? Elamit Nadvin might be the Atzman Lifroel Umanim. We might have thought people would have to pay money. People would donate money specifically for that purpose, which wouldn't get the Kedusha Berek HaBayit. Mishum Hachi Itzrichra. Therefore, we need a Pasuk. The Otan Atzman Shehukdashu, not the Umanim. Unbelievable, right? Without that Pasuk, Vasuli Migdash. Vashachanti Betocham, Vasuli Migdash Misheli. We had a Haba Amina that you can't use Berek HaBayit to pay Umanim. You can buy avanim, you can buy eight, you can buy wood, you can buy materials, because the materials become kadosh. So the kedusha Berek HaBayit stays in the Beit HaMikdash, but to pay artisans their salary goes to chulin. Without this pasuk, would have thought that you couldn't do it. You have to raise money separately without the kedusha Berek HaBayit to have it. Okay, new aloha. Now the Mishnah carries on and says, yesh bekotche Berek HaBayit, right? We say with Stam Hegdesh goes to Berek HaBayit. See, I was quickly, Chazor, we learned before. So I'll go through quickly. Amar Mar, so the Gemara quotes the Mishnah. Stam Hegdesh short the Berek HaBayit. Stam Hegdesh Berek HaBayit. V'chal Lakol, and everything becomes Hegdesh. So what says, Man Tan, who's the Tan of this Mishnah? Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ava, Amar Rav Yochanan, the Lok Rabbi Yeshua. It's not like Rabbi Yeshua. Because we're looking for a Tan who says, Stam Hegdesh Berek HaBayit. This is not like Rabbi Yeshua. If you look at Rashi over here, the very first Rashi on the Gemara there at the top, it's Aramar Stamach Shul Berek HaBayit, Vafilu Behema B'mashma. And even animals are included in this. Right? And then he said, Man Tana. So who's the Tana? Look at Rashi there. Dafilu Behemot, Iakdashinu Stam. Even animals. And if you just said Magdish, we had an animal in front of you, you said, Magdish is an animal. Because we understand that Stam Berek HaBayit would be, let's say, on goods and clothing and materials, etc. But animals, you'd assume that they want to go to the Beit HaMikdash, to the Korb, to Mizbeach. So now who's the Tanya that says even animals, if you say them Stam or Magdish Berek HaBayit, the lo amal Mizbeach, amrin leberek HaBayit, akshinu, the lo krabi shu, lo krabi yeshua. Right? It says, Lord, lo krabi yeshua, the Tanya. We got a brighter. Right? Remember this brighter? We learned this a few daf ago. The Mesudah Shas brings it there. It says, Le'el Daf Kaf. Right on Daf Kaf. So that's about 10 days ago, 11 days ago. It says, HaMagdish Nechasav, the person who was just Magdish, all his assets, Vaya Bahen, Bahema, Reuya, Legabe, HaMizbeach. And he had within it animals which were Ra'ui for Mizbeach, Zecharim V'Nekevot, males and females. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Zecharim Yimachu L'Tzorchei Olot. Remember, he said that you actually bring the animals themselves. But the males within it, you sell to somebody who wants an ola, who needs olot. And v'nekevot, yimachru letzorchei shlamim, and the females, you find people who need them for shlamim, and you sell them the females. Udemehen, and all the money now from what you've raised from these sales, yiplu im shar nechas lebedekabayit. Now take careful note of these words over here. Yiplu, that money becomes part of im shar nechasim, all his other assets lebedekabayit. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, you sell all the money, the zacharim go to Olot, and then the kavers go to Shlamim, and then all that money you batch with all the other goods and assets that he owns, and they all go to Bedek HaBayit. So there we see that Stam Hekdesh goes to Bedek HaBayit, right? Remember, the Gemara said, we asked, who's our Tana? And Rabbi Yochanan says, it's not like Rabbi Yeshua. On the other hand, in that bright, Rabbi Yeshua says, no. Rabbi Yeshua says like this, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Zacharim Haim Atzman Yikrevu Olot. The Zacharim themselves, you don't sell them and raise the money for to other people who need Olot. You actually bring them as Olot. Unekevot, yimachru letzorcha shlamim. And the females, you sell as Shlamim. Remember what we said, explaining when we learned this Gemara in Daf Kaf. We said that really he wanted them all to go as Olot because Olot is the highest level Korban. But females can't be Olot. So therefore we sell them as Shlamim because they can be Shlamim. Right? And he uses the money. Look at Vyavi bidmehen Olot. He uses the money to buy Olot. Ushar nechasim yiplu lebedek habayit. And the other stuff goes to bedek habayit. Right? So look at Rashi Avia very quickly. Rabbi Yeshua Omer. Alma, Rabbi Yeshua says what? Midi dechazi lemizbeach. Stam kedushatei lemizbeach. We said here that Rabbi Yeshua is of the opinion that what can be used for the mizbeach goes to the mizbeach. Because really a person when he's magdish something stam, he's magdish to the mizbeach. So therefore, we're seeing already over here why Rabbi Yochanan says that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yeshua. Because the Mishnah here says, Stam Bedek HaBayit, even animals, Stam Hegdish Bedek HaBayit. Rabbi Yeshua would be of the opinion that Stam Magdish Stam is to the Mizbeach itself. Now the Gemara says like this, Upliga, right, Upliga, Derav Ada Bar Ava Amar Rav. And he is Cholek over here. On Rav Ada Bar Ava Amar Rav, the Shita Edit Amar Rav, you'll see one in a second. The Amar Rav Ada Bar Ava Amar Rav, because Ada Bar Ava Amar Rav says, Be'eder Shekulo Zacharim. Now there was a machloket in Rabbi Ezer, Rabbi Yoshua, where Rabbi Ezer seemed to say that Stam Bedek Abayit, and Rabbi Yoshua said, no, Stam Magdish would be preferably for the Mizbayach. What you call use for Mizbayach goes to Bedek Abayit. He says, and that's Pligan Rabbi Amar Rav, who says like this, with regards to an Eder, Shekulo, Zachar, if the guy's got a flock, it's all males. Afiru Rabbi Eliezer Mode, de lo shavik inish kochem izbeach, umagdish de bedek habayit. So there, right? So Rabbi Chia bar Av Rabbi Yochanan says, not like Rabbi Yeshua, and he brings him back like Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer. And that is Cholek on Rabbi Adabar Av Amar Rav, who says that even Rabbi Eliezer would agree that where it was all males, and they could all go as Olot, that even Rabbi Yeshua would agree that they all go as Olot. So according to this, even Rabbi Yeshua agrees that if it's possible for everything to go to the Mizbeach, then everything would go to the Mizbeach. He says, Lo nechuk, where is the machloke between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua? Ele be'eder sheyesh bo mechtze zachar mechtze nekaibot. I don't think it's necessarily exactly half, but in a flock where you've got males and females, then in such a case, right, Rabbi Eliezer Savar, Ein Adam choleket nidro. Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion the person doesn't split his neder. If he made a neder, either he says neder to the mizbeach or neder to hegdesh to bedek habayit. And he says umid in a kevot love olot. And since the person knows that females can't become olot, zacharim nami love olot. That's what Rabbi Eliezer says, that you sell them all and you bring the money for korbanot, but the money actually goes to bedek habayit. Rabbi Yeshua Savar, and Rabbi Yeshua says, no, Adam choleket nidro. A man does split his neder, and therefore, look at Rashi, Zacharim le'ola, v'nekevot le'dmei ola, and therefore he says, no problem, a man in his mind says that males, if I've got males and they can go to the Mizbeach, I put them in the Mizbeach, and the females would go to Shlamim. Right, so that is the first Lashon of this machloket. Before we move on, just quickly look back again. I said, take notice there, that we said over here, if you go up about six or seven lines, we said that he sells all the money of the korbanot, And then the mehen, the money there, yiplu im shah nechasi bedek abayit. With the rest of bedek abayit, go to bedek abayit. Now, lishnachir, another lashon of this whole machloket. Right? Amar la, amar av adabar av, amar rav. Right? So here, now we said upliga, and we said we brought the case of Abar Rabchir, Abar Yochanan, Glock Rab Yeshua. And we said upliga of Adabar Ava Amarav. So here we've got another lashon of Abar Ava Amarav. It's like this. Beshelo Higdish Ele Behema. What are we speaking about? He says, Amarav Abba, he says, Beshelo Higdish Ele Behema, when it was only Magdish animals. Then, it, not like Rav Adab Abba said, right, that he was, it's just, I want, okay, look at Rashi, because one animal is not really only an animal, but animals. Look at Rashi, he says, B'shelo magdish ele behema, Rashi is called behemotav. If he was only magdish his animals, right, as opposed to his whole asset base, then, afir Rabbi Lezer morde delo shavik inish kochem izbeach, umagdish lebedek abayit. So we've got two different ways of understanding here, this machloket here. Rav Adabar Ava, Amarav, in the first Lashon, so it will depend whether he had all males, or males and females, and does he split his neder. In the second Lashon, Rabbi Adabar Ava is talking about a case where he was only magdish his animals, and not magdish all his assets. Then even Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua would agree that a person would prefer things to go to the Mizbeach. Where's the machloket? Lo nechleku ele kesheyesh shar nechasim im mahen. The machloket is only when there are other assets as well, when he's magdish everything. So remember now, in the first lashon, we never spoke about depending on only animals or other stuff as well. Here we say only animals, everybody would agree that it is Mizbeach, preferable. When there are other assets as well, then we've got to machloket. Drabideze Savar, here in this case, Ein Adam Choleket Nidro, a person has split up his neder. And Midashar Nechasim Lola Kochem Mizbeach. And since it's impossible, in when you've got your other assets as well, like furniture and farms and clothing and all other materials, they can't go to the Mizbeach. So therefore, if he was magdish like that, then he never split up his assets, and everything went to bedek abayit, even the animals. Rabbi Yeshua, some Rabbi Yeshua says no. Adam choleket nidro, a person does split up his neder, and therefore he would have animals which were good animals go to mizbeach, and the other stuff would go to bedek abayit. All right, adam choleket nidro tanan udmehen yiplu. Imshar nechasim lebedek abayit. And then everything there, according to Rabbi Yeshua, right? Yushtava Adam choleket nidro, and mehen, so therefore he would sell, like we go back to the first case, he would sell the animals which can't be the for the Mizbeach, and that money would then all come in to his asset base and all go to bedek abayit. So the Gemara says as follows. Now we've got a situation where the first Lashon spoke about no distinction between only animals or animals and assets. We said everything. And we said, yiplu im nechasim. Remember, I've made a point that I said, take a note. It says, yiplu im shar nechasim. In the second Lashon, according to Adabar Ava, we have got a case of where they're only animals or other stuff as well. And then we said, yiplu im shar nechasim. Now, when we're making a distinction between only animals or animals and other stuff, it makes sense to say his money falls with other stuff. When you're making no distinction animals and other stuff, so then the question is, what does it mean falls with other stuff? That's the most question over here. It says, Bishnom elishna batra. We understand in the last Lashon, in the second Lashon, Hainrik tani im shar nechasim lebedek kabait. Because we're speaking about shar nechasim. Because we made a distinction between only animals or shar nechasim. So we said in the Lishna Batra, you sell your stuff with Shar Nechasim. In the Lishna Kama, but in the first Lashon, where we made no distinction, look at Rashi, Lishna Kama. If you've got a split flock there of females and males, Rabbi Eliezer, En Adam Cholek Nidro, Chet Shudak Kavad Haguf, Chet Shudak Kavad Dami. Rabbi Eliezer says, we don't split up your animals. Even if you haven't got other nechassim, that's what the diukia is. In Lishna Kama, when Rabbi Eliezer says you don't split your neder, why do we care that you've even got other assets? Rabbi Eliezer would say, even if you only had animals, and you had males and females, since the males are good for korbanot, and the females aren't good for korbanot, you're not going to split, and it's all going to go to Berakah Bayit. Why do we need to include the concept of other nechassim? Even if you haven't got other nechassim, just males and females should all be sold to go to Berakah Bayit because you don't split your neder. So we understand in the second Lashon where we're talking about animals and other stuff, right? And then there's a machloket, you don't split your neder when you've got animals and other stuff. But in the first case, where the machloket was between males and females, we don't need other stuff to learn the loch. Is it clear what I'm saying? Everybody understand what I'm saying? Right? So therefore, lishna kama litne yiplu lebedekah bayit. We should just learn, not yidemehen yiplu im shar nechas lebedekah bayit. Just straightforward, all their money should go to bedekah bayit. Look at the Gemara's answer. The Gemara says like this. So tnei, you're right, tehachi, udmehen, you put a bedekah bayit, correct it, anachinami, correct the story, and say that anachinami, really what we're speaking about, right, is tnei the bedekah bayit, right, that they're exactly how you should read it, and it makes sense now in the first lashon, the second lashon, the one is talking about only animals of males and females and other stuff, and therefore they all fall in Berakah Bayit, according to Rabbi Eliezer, and according to the second Lashon, which is animals on the one hand and Berakah Bayit, and that's why you don't split your neder. There you say, Yiplu im shar nechassim le Berakah Bayit. Okay, the last quickly for today from the Mishnah. The Mishnah is like this, Umoalin begidulehen, right? Mishnah is over here at the end that if you have Berakah Bayit, kosher Berakah Bayit, so there's me'ilah from gidulehen, from stuff that comes from them. So Gemara says, what's a chidush? What are we learning? So Amar Papa, lituye chalav hamukdashin ubeitzei torin. To include the milk of korbanot, right? And the chickens of a tor. If you bring a tor as a korban, right? Like a turtle dove. I think a tor is a turtle dove. Or whatever, it's one of those birds that you can bring as a korban. So the chalav of the muktashin, Rashi says chalav shel muktashin, gabe kochim is bayach, and now he says dafka torim. Why? We'll see. Look, if you got torin, right? Look at Rashi, got a brighter, kedetanya. We learn here in a brighter, right? We actually a mishnah, kedetna in the mishnah, right? It's actually the Mishnah Shas changes this to a mishnah from Ila. Hamukdashin, chalav hamukdashin, the milk of a korbanot, ubeitzei torin, and the eggs of a tor, lo nehenin velo moalin. You can't get hana from it, and you can't use them. Bamed remurim, what are we speaking about? Bekotche mizbeach. That's only kotche mizbeach. Bekotche bedekabayit. Bekotche bedekabayit. Right. Hegdish tarnagolet. If you were magdish a chicken, which you don't bring as a korban, mo'alin bebeitzata, right? You can use its eggs. Chamora, and if you were magdish a donkey, right? Mo'alin bechalva, you can use its milk. Sorry, not you can use, you offer on me'ila. So with a korban, you should have corrected me, right? It said like this. So what's le'atuye? Rabbi said, "Yeah, umo'alin begidulehen." With regards to Berakah Bayit, there's me'ila from the outbirds. For example, the milk and the eggs. Yeah, with a korban, if it's a chalav hamukdashin, beitzei torin lo nehen, you aren't allowed to get hana, but you don't offer a me'ila. But that's only with regards to kochem mizbeach. But kochem Berakah Bayit, if you magdish a tarnagolet, right? So you are mo'al bebeitzei and a chamora, even if you magdish a donkey, mo'alin bechalva, you are over a me'ila from its milk. Now look at Rashi. Why do we bring a donkey here? So Rashi says, yeah, mo'alin bechamora. Ravutehi, it's an extra halocha. The afagav, the tmeya, a chamor is a tmeya animal. You can definitely use it for anything in the Beit HaMikdash. Chayla Allah kedushat bedek abayit can have kedushat bedek abayit kedavar tahor, and therefore you are over on using meira if you use milk. V'afilu man d'amar mo'alin begir lemizbeach, and even according to the man who says there is meira on gir lemizbeach, hanimide gidulin the chaz lemizbeach. It's only meira for things that are rawi themselves to come to the mizbeach. About gidulin lo chaz lemizbeach, even he would agree that things that you can't, if they are gidulin of mizbeach, but they aren't driving mizbeach, ain't mo'alin bahin. We can't get meira bahin. Shkoach.